Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew. Yes. It's our sloppy seconds, and it's an extra special second weekly release.
Yeah, of us, the Gossip Gaze. Danny, you're still at home. We've got Sam in the studio.
Hello.
Lily Mays here.
Hello.
And we're all here. So if you want to get in touch with us, share your British confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else, camp crazy, or cuckoo. Was that eligible?
Eligible?
Yeah.
Eligible. Audible.
Audible, sorry, yeah. Hopefully.
Eligible for what?
I say it every week, but there we go. Send us a WhatsApp, basically.
What am I saying?
Eligible. You're not going to win a podcast award for this, Billy.
Let me start again. If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas.
Sorry, this isn't very eligible.
If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, funny stories or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo, you can get in touch by sending us WhatsApps, text, voice notes, go wild, or you could DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod, or our ultra super anonymous method, which is a Gossip Gaze form. Wow, I know. You can fill in our form. Head over to this episode's description to find out how you can do that. Now, how are we all on this gorgeous Monday morning? Danny, you're still at home on Zoom.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple of days since we all last saw each other. We didn't just record the last episode or anything, and I'm still at home.
Yes, still at home. You're still on your couch. You've still got your bunions out. Fab.
Still in the same outfit.
Yeah. You like one of those, the people who don't just get stuck on the couch for years?
Like a big fat agoraphobic person.
I thought you were thinking about Charlie's grandparents and Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Oh,
yeah, very much that.
Honestly, I literally said that to Kai. We had like 2 days nearly in bed the other day. We had days off and we were like, should we just stay in bed today and watch loads of telly? And that's all we did.
It's giving Grandpa Joe from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's it.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I love a nice fresh bedding.
Yeah.
I'll eat in bed. I'll drink in bed. 2 days naked in bed watching telly. What's better than that?
Get a catheter. You'd be fine. You wouldn't even need to leave.
I'd love a bed can I do?
Catheter and a commode sorted.
Do you know what's back? Talking of telly, we said in the last episode what we're going to do for telly.
Go on.
I've been watching so much telly. You know how much I love telly, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Interior Design Masters is back.
Love that show.
Love it.
Is that the BBC
I'm
one?
Obsessed.
I think if they ever did like a celebrity one, you'd be fab on that.
I have literally already said that to my manager. I was like, please keep your ear to the ground. And if they do like a one-off special.
For like Comic Relief or something like that.
I want to be on that show.
You'd be incredible on it. You've got the eye for interior design.
I've got the eye of the tiger.
You do. Your eye is a good eye. You've got a good eye for
stuff. I've got a good eye.
You do. You do. For detail as well.
My other eye, not so good, but one eye.
No, you do. You've always had gorgeous interiors. You're very good at seeing stuff and picking out what's wrong with stuff and moving
detail.
Stuff about detail. That's it, yeah. Where does that come
An
from?
An eye for detail. Can I just say as well, talking of TV, the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video is really good.
Not watched it.
No. That, and also a highly, highly recommendation, The Gentleman on Netflix.
So Gogglebox showed a clip of it and I was like, this looked amazing from the get-go. And Morgan was like, that's basically episode one. I think I'm going to be hooked.
I loved the film. The film is so good.
Fantastic.
See, I've not watched the film. I might suggest that me and Kai watch the film of it tonight. Or it's a Guy Ritchie. So I've never seen any Guy Ritchie stuff. So I don't know if I should get Rockstar, Layer Cake.
Layer Cake's meant to be good.
You've got to watch Snatch to watch Brad Pitt do the wildest Irish accent ever.
Well, I love Hugh Grant's performance in The Gentleman is ridiculous. I love it. It's camp.
What, in the film version?
The film version. It's really good.
He really breaks out of stereotypical Hugh Grant-ness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not like what you think when you think of Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
All right, so he's not Bridget Jones's fella?
No.
Okay,
no.
Fab.
How no, he's so? Fab. He just plays a really sleazy journalist. Is he a journalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just plays like just a real twat, but he's great.
No Mickey Blue Eyes then?
No, too sleazy for that. He's probably got blue eyes still. But
has anyone else got any good TV film recommendations?
I can't remember if I mentioned this recently, but I went to a early showing of Driveway Dolls, which has two lesbian protagonists, which is fun. I enjoyed that. It's an okay film. I wish it had been done a bit better. I think there was a bit too... I had a look through the production team and there was a lot of...
Sorry, I looked through the production team.
Basically, I let me explain myself. When I finished the film, I was like, I really enjoyed that, but something felt off. And basically, considering it was a film where the two protagonists were queer women, it did not look like there were many queer women involved, is what I'm getting.
Right.
Okay. So I really enjoyed the film. Miley Cyrus has a cameo. Pedro Pascal? Is that his name? The one with the square face, it's really easy to draw. He did a cameo. So it was a fun film, but there was something that felt off the entire time, and I think it's because there's not much queer women
people involved
influence.
In it.
Yeah. There is, one of the writers was a queer woman, but otherwise, there's something that feels off the entire time, and I think that's why.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I still think you should watch it because it's nice to see something that is focusing on lesbian characters.
For sure.
This isn't new, but have you guys watched The White Lotus? Because I'm rewatching it with my little brother. And if you like Theo James, who's in The Gentleman, then the series two of White Lotus is good.
Is it?
He gets his cock out in that, doesn't he?
Series two of White Lotus.
Yeah.
So I have things, I don't know if you do this. Well, people in relationship. I have things that we watch together and then things that I watch on my own. And I think because Kai's already watched The White Lotus 2, I'm going to have to watch that on my own when he's at work. So that might be my new
It's really good. Mm. And like I say, if you're into Gentleman at the moment, you'll appreciate that Theo James, who's the main guy in it, he is in the second series. And I mean, he is hot, but he always, to me, reminds me, I don't know if you remember In-Betweeners, but he plays like an arsehole in the In-Betweeners movie.
And In-Betweeners?
Jay gives him the rolled up tenner out of his arse and it has a bit of shit on it and it ends up on his nose. And that is the image of Theo James.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Theo James, you are sexy, but I will always see you as the guy from the In-Betweeners with a bit of shit on your nose.
I always see him as...
Talking of sorry, Sam.
Oh, so I was going to say, I always see him as Theo James of the Divergent franchise, which tried to kick off after Hunger Games, which didn't actually finish because it kind of flopped. I think they just stopped halfway through a film.
Oh.
But he was like, the heartthrob in that, and it didn't do well. What were you saying, Danny?
Well, I was going to say, talking of nostalgia, it's Effie from Skins, who's the main girl in the Gentleman TV show.
Yes.
And she's brilliant in it.
Oh, that's nice.
She plays like a gangster's daughter and who takes over the empire, and she's brilliant. There we go.
There's our recommendations.
Gossip Gays TV section.
Yeah.
I just saw that Effie.
A TV column for you there, girls, gays, and nays. What we did want to say, though, we did mention it in our main on Thursday, is we had so many lovely, lovely messages in reaction to our last bonus where we discussed chemsex and its impact on people's lives. And we really, honestly, we appreciate all of the kind words that you've come to us with. And I think we want to just highlight a couple of those on this bonus now. don't we, guys?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yeah,
thank you. I thought you'd all fell asleep there.
It's been so nice seeing all the responses just in the comments, and also like people have been DMing us, and a few of the messages that we pulled together now are from some of the people that have WhatsApped us or slid into our DMs. But I think like it's moments like this where I think I'm really proud to work with you guys and the work that we do, and how much the community needs moments like this, and just other people to show an example of, you know, talking about something and taking that shame away from it, because there is so much shame in the community.
Yeah.
And to be able to just talk about it. This is something that's happening in people's lives. It is normal, and people are so afraid to talk about it. And I think it's just highlighted with us just putting a short clip out there in our episode. Hopefully people are listening to it. And I think actually it's, from a production perspective, it's doing really well in terms of our listenership, because it seems like a lot of people are going to seek out that particular episode, which is really nice.
That's good.
And I think we will never know to the extent of the impact of what that episode has done, but, and I don't think you'll ever fully know, but I think this is just a nice taster of some of the response, and I think it's worth highlighting not only for ourselves to see them, but also for other people listening who may have felt that as well, to know that they're not alone.
For sure. And I think it's just nice that we've actually opened the gate for a conversation, even if that's all we've done. Like, I'm proud of that, because people are sat at home struggling and scared to speak to anybody. So even if this just lets them open up to even one person and tell them how they're feeling, I think that's a big step that we're going to help people achieve.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've learned a lot just from... Oh, sorry, go on, mate.
So I was just going to say, just while we're recording this show, I've just had a message from someone who I've not seen for a long time, who's actually said, I've just listened to that episode and I fell into this space and I was cancelling on friends and it's taken me a long time to come back from it. And they've just opened up to me and said how much it's helping them. And seeing all the comments online, they know that they're not alone. I feel like this whole thing needs an underscore of that. You're not alone. Anyway, it's nice. Should we read some of these messages, girls?
Yeah.
But what were you going to say, Sam? Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I've always been aware of it, but I've not actually understood quite the depth of it, I suppose. And I think hearing you guys actually just talk so open, honestly about it and how like it has affected people's lives, I feel like I've become much more aware of how it can actually affect queer people as a community. Because to me, it's something that I've known the term, I know what it means, but actually I've quite not known the implications of necessarily. So yeah. I found it very educational hearing you guys, like, not just talk openly about it, but seeing you sort of reply to comments online and when people are asking questions and stuff like that. I think it's very good just to actually help everyone understand why it might be an issue and how it is actually impacting people's lives. So thank you guys.
Yeah, and I don't think it can be said enough. I think everyone needs a reminder, and we need to make it as easy as possible. We put resources that people can get in touch with in the description for the episode last week. I'll put them in this description as well, but I've also put on our Instagram highlights reel all the organizations that we've linked to, so there's a couple of ways to just easily access any help if you need it at any time. You can go to our Instagram page, they're there, or you can go to the episodes and the link will be there, and it's just one click. It can be really scary to access help, and sometimes you can feel like you might not be deserving of the help, but even if you're thinking about it, I think click on it, go seek it, and you'll benefit from just putting yourself out there and actually seeking that help.
For sure.
I love that, Lily May. You're such a queen, such a mother.
Mother May.
Do you want to read our first one, Sam? Because it's a really nice one.
Yeah, go on. So this one is from Anonymous. It says, hi, Danny and Billy. And they are getting in touch actually about the Chemsex episode. So they said, wow, what an episode. I cannot thank you enough for your honesty and bravery for sharing your stories and experiences. I know it's cliche when people say if it helped one person, then it was worth it. The last week or so has been a struggle, and listening to your episode has helped me feel strong and that I don't need drugs and the sex. I can make my connections without this, and there is light on the other side. I think you hit the nail on the head in saying that it's a pandemic within the queer community. I hope it resonated to others as much as it did myself. I always listen to your podcast for some fun and frolics and to catch up with the news within the queer world and the community. You guys are truly special and have such a great friendship. Sorry, I'm gushing. Lol. Take care and thank you so much for the episode. Cannot wait to see you both on stages in Manchester doing your thing. Big shout out to Sam and Lily May to XXX.
Oh, that was a lovely message.
So nice.
We got another one from someone called Mark. And he's put, hi, gays. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm fairly new to the podcast and I adore it. I live in a part of the country which is an old industrial heartland and thus as a comparatively small LGBTQ plus community in comparison to other parts of the community. Danny and Billy's conversation about chemsex was therefore a mind blower for me and was not something I was over familiar with. Thankfully, this message is just to pass on my thanks for how raw and honest it was. Maybe think of the words we're using. How raw and honest it was. The education it provided me, not just on chemsex, but also what true friendship is.
Oh, that's nice.
No, God, don't. You'll have me crying again. Well done on Billy for making himself so vulnerable in the conversation and to truly paint the picture for us, the listener. It was one of the most moving things I've listened to for a very long time. Since Moira Rose's wedding service in Schitt's Creek.
Oh, that's thank you.
Well done, guys. And thank you so much for the joy you gave through this wonderful podcast. I look forward to every Monday and Thursday now. Lots of love. And that was from Mark.
Well, we thank you, Mark. Can I just say as well, I had quite a few people in my personal inbox as well. So just shout out to everybody who messaged me personally about the episode. And we've got actually a message 3 from an anonymous voice note.
Hey Danny, Billy, Sam and Lily Mae. Just wanted to send a quick text note, well, voice note, just to say how much I really appreciated your conversation regarding chemsex and stuff, as it's such a big topic in our community at the moment. As someone myself who, similar to Billy, has been through it and come out the other side, it honestly really does open your eyes, and still hearing how bad our community is nowadays in the chemsex scene, it's just crazy. And it's nice to hear people's stories and genuine advice on how to come through it. But it's such a big, big thing. But I just also want to say, once again, thank you very much. And it's nice to hear these sort of deep conversations every so often from you guys. So thank you once again. Have a good day, Hans. Love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you for that.
That was lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. I love hearing other people's voices on the show as well. It really makes me feel like the reach and it's not just us four that make the show. It makes me feel like there is more of us involved, which there is, I know, and just you don't have to get involved that way, but it's just nice. It's just a nice reminder that it goes beyond the four walls that we're in.
It's a two-way conversation, is it, when you hear other people's voices, just as I'm sure hearing our voices is really comforting to those listening, that it works the other way around as well, that we really love hearing other people's voices. It hits different, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I loved it.
It's different, baby.
Well, thank you everybody who's got in contact regarding the chemsex topic. It was kind of an unexpected thing that we just jumped into because of that one letter, but it seems like sometimes those one letters can just have such a big impact, which I think it has on this show. So yeah, thank you everybody, and thank you the team for being so supportive.
Yeah. And I think if anyone listening can take anything from that as well, it is talk to us. Like, we're here, that's what we want to do, that's what the podcast is about. Yeah, we like to make you laugh and we like to have a good time, but also, you know, look what just that one letter's done. Look how many people it's helped. We've shared our experiences that link to it. I mean, it's helped so many people. So if you want to get in touch, please do. Please get in touch with the WhatsApp in the chat, in the description, and chat to us.
Yeah. Text note us. Go wild.
Sometimes it's really tough as well to like just physically like have a conversation with your friends or whatever. And I'm not saying the answer is to always write into us, but writing something down about how you're feeling or what you're going through can be like a really good way to process it. And whether that's you write it down and it gives you the confidence to seek out help or speak to your friends, or even if it is sending it into us, and it doesn't have to be anything too serious, but if there's something that you like, you know, we do give advice on here and stuff, but I just think it's a really helpful way to deal with with stuff that feels less personal and intimate, because it can be really hard to like do that face-to-face intimate conversation with someone. I really appreciate you guys being honest, but I also really appreciate how honest our listeners get with us. So
sure.
even if that's just about your dirtiest sex you've ever had, we love it. Thanks for being so vulnerable.
Sometimes we're a bit too honest about our sex stories, but yeah.
No.
I'm just let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about it.
On that note, I think we'd take a little break. We've got some Hetty Room 101s coming up. After this little short break, but first, are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for the gossip or turned on by tittle tattle? Mm-hmm. Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, your fellow queens and your allies, and telling them to listen to us, the Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now and we'll give you a few moments while you listen to these gorgeous adverts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gays Part 2 Sloppy Seconds. It's Hetty Room 101 time, everybody. This is now, for those that don't know,
so long.
Danny, do you want to tell people what it is for those who, because it has been a hot minute since we've done the Hetty Room 101?
Of course, Hetty Room 101 is simple. It is where you can submit things that straight people do that they just shouldn't be allowed to. Each week we decide which ones should be banished and never found again in Hetty Room 101. That was my sound effects to go with it. Did you like it?
Yeah, gorgeous. I did. Yeah.
That was brilliant. Right.
Do you want to know what today's submissions are?
Go on then, hit me with it.
Now, don't forget, they don't automatically go in just because you send us them.
Yeah, we have to collectively decide.
We debate. We
have to collectively agree.
There's a system. Mm-hmm. There's a system in place.
There's a system. Dan_Troop1986 says, checking on Facebook, especially when they are in hospital. I'll DM you, hon.
I hate that. Hate it. Especially when they don't put what's up with them. There's no point checking into the hospital. If you're not going to divulge the information on why you're there, I don't think. Just don't check in if you want to be like, you don't want people to know.
I know so many people that put it on like their Insta stories all the time. We're like, here again. And they've just like stubbed their toe or something.
Oh, they've got like the hospital band round.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on.
If you're that ill, you don't need to post it.
For sure.
And if you're that ill, you're not in the waiting room.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think it's sad. I think they probably haven't got people in their life that care enough about the fact that they're in hospital. So they're having to beg for some sympathy on their social media.
Or they're just like me and they just live off attention.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're in the hospital. Because they didn't have enough.
Literally dying of lack of attention. Yeah. I can understand.
Deprived.
That, actually. You're bringing me round to actually, this isn't so bad.
are we going to throw that one in Hetty Room 101? I mean, it's not strictly a Hetty thing. I have seen some homosexuals do it.
Yeah.
Shall we compare it to some of the other ones that we've got in?
Okay, So
we'll come back to it if we've not got anything else to throw in.
We'll circle round.
Ethan
Proverbs
says clapping when the plane lands or a movie finishes.
I've never been in a cinema and people have clapped.
And actually, I have, and it's been the gays. Oh. It's the gays that clapped.
What
and
film was it?
Or
Barbie.
No. What? Actually, yes. Actually, yeah. The girls and gays did clap for Barbie. I remember. I didn't. How long ago was this now? Ages ago. Remember the Les Mis film?
Mm.
Not even that good. People stood and clapped and gave a standing ovation. Yeah, I was like, what are you doing a standing ovation for?
Do you think that's because it's a theatre show?
I think most musical films I've ever seen, apart from Cats, then people clap or I've heard people do claps at the end of musical films.
Do you think
films.
People will clap for the new Wicked film?
Yeah, I bet they will. It depends how good
did
it
any
is.
Of you go see the Beyonce film?
Yeah.
Yeah, did people clap after that? Because I went to the Taylor Swift one and we all got smashed. And we were actually up like dancing by the screen by the time it had finished. But I think people clapped after that. I don't fully remember it. But people were clapping after that, I think. Because it was like a live show.
Yeah, did we clap
I
at the Beyonce?
I don't fully remember it. Well done, Lillian.
I bet you two clapped at Beyonce.
I know I cried when I saw the Beyonce film. I don't know if I'd clapped.
At the end. Yeah.
But when we went to the Beyonce film, we wanted to be like the first people to see the Beyonce film. So we went at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to the Trafford Centre in Manchester. So it was like the atmos wasn't there.
Yeah.
The same night we saw like, who was it that went? Why Is She Black? Why Is She Black story. And it was in Birmingham and the Birmingham gays were like wild in the cinema. It was like,
yeah. I kind of wish we
like,
went,
look
yeah.
around everybody on mute. And then everyone went, we wish we were at that viewing of it.
For sure.
In Birmingham, because the Birmingham gays are top tier gays.
Anyway, I'm getting the vibe that this can't go into Hate Room 101 because people are guilty in the room.
But we have just focused on the movie finishing. What about Plane Landing?
Get that in the bin.
It only happened to me the last time I went on a holiday and I genuinely was like, oh my God, I can't believe this actually happens.
Yeah. I've had it
comes out
most...
of a joy of being alive at the end of it, I think. Like, it's a relief for people, isn't it? Yeah. Like, they've survived the plane journey.
I think...
I'm not being funny, though. The pilot's just done their job.
Yeah. I think it depends on the flight. It's happened every EasyJet flight I've had. I've been suffered about an EasyJet audience that loves clapping on a flight.
I'm trying to think if mine was an EasyJet, and I think it was as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would only clap if... the plane was in some sort of danger and the pilot personally got us out of the danger. So say
if the left phalange was hanging off, he still managed to land.
Exactly. Yeah. Or we had some sort of weird landing or a wing fell off and he managed to land the plane. Then I would clap.
Because
that is impressive. It's just saved our lives. But if it's just a standard flight from like here to Dublin and it's like easy, like piece of piss, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say thanks as I got off the plane, but I'm not clapping.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what, actually, when I landed back from Ibiza, I came home, didn't I, a day early. I think I even told this story on the show. We were landing at Manchester and we'd started the descent and all of a sudden we swooped up and swung round and everybody on the plane, and I mean, I panicked. Everybody panicked. And... We like circled around Manchester and come back down, and the pilot came on to say that we were about to hit a flock of swans that were flying and it was a high risk and they would have gone into the engine basically, and we had to take back off again and come fly around so we didn't all die. Everyone clapped then.
I
think that is clap worthy for sure.
A bit of international news, I don't know if you guys saw this. There was an 18-year-old, I think he was from Spain, who was getting on a flight and put on his Snapchat like a very poor joke about how he was going to bomb the plane. As he's on the plane, right, this happened, by the way, this is in the news. As the flight is happening, two fighter jets pull up either side of the plane whilst it's in air, forcing it to land. It lands. They immediately put that 18-year-old in cuffs and put him in jail and then realise this is just a shitty joke. Now, loads of things to come from this. First off, how did they get the shitty joke from Snapchat? And now there's questions of like, well, Snapchat servers should have been private. The government shouldn't have been able to get like keywords from that. But evidently, somehow, some external security checking thing got flagged from this Snapchat.
Your Snapchat can be public, though.
There's a chance that someone sent it in, but people don't think that's likely because it happened.
No, but you can have your snaps like available on Snap Maps, for example, and like anyone can look at them.
Oh, I as part of the story, I think it was private.
Right.
Mum and Dad, stop fighting. Can I just say, while we're on the topic, can we put Snapchat in Hetty Room?
Yeah, we can just do that.
It's made a comeback, hasn't it?
No, not for me.
But I've seen more people using it again.
Kids and nonces use it. That's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's for nonces.
It's not great.
But quick,
can I say that now? I work for BBC. I just did.
Yeah, I think what we can say is allegedly.
Just say it's for Prince Andrew.
Allegedly.
The end of that story, though, sorry to go on a massive tangent, that kid got fined $100,000 for the price of the fighter jets.
Wow.
I don't want to ride in it for that.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I just thought that was an interesting
story. Deserves him right. Meg Wood says his and hers matching number plates.
I've never seen this.
No, I think I've only ever seen it maybe on like a fake Facebook post or whatever.
I may have like, I don't think, I can't think I've ever seen this.
Years ago when I lived in student halls and I used to shop at Salford, what's it called?
Precinct.
Thank you. Salford Precinct. There used to be two old people on mobility scooters with number plates on. One said old fart and the other said old tart.
Oh, I
mean, that's iconic.
That's cute because they're old.
Yeah.
And it's obviously got a bit of humour in the actual number plate.
I've decided the rule of thumb is if it rhymes, it's allowed.
Okay.
If it rhymes, it's allowed.
Okay.
We've also got one from Ten Snippers.
Yeah.
Ten Snippers.
What is it?
I don't know, but I like both of your interpretations.
I read that as, or T Snipers. Anyway.
Whoever they are, they've put saying, bring back strong fellas and feminine mothers. I've never heard.
Now, I don't think people actually say this. I think T-snippers, T-snippers. I think your granddad said this once.
I do think there is like a rhetoric, isn't it? Of like, you know, women going like, oh, what happened to all the, you know, strong men when men used to, you know, earn for their wives and like, you know, then there's the whole like, women don't dress nice anymore. They're all wearing trainers and they don't wear anything that hugs their figure anymore.
Oh, I'm fed up of Lily May having this rant every time we come in.
Like, well, I have seen people be like, oh, what's happened to men?
Yeah,
because like Harry Styles dare wear a vest and a painted nail.
Yeah,
look at the state of men.
Yeah, and like, you know, there's a woman who has armpit hair and men are like, oh, the state of this, you know, mm-hmm. How do you expect to get a man with armpit hair? Like, you have armpit hair and you've never touched it.
For sure.
Smelly git.
The same with Sam. It's the same with Sam Smith as well. People are like, what has happened to Sam? Da, da, da. And it's like,
leave them alone.
Leave Sam alone. Well, I think that could definitely go in Hetty Room 101.
Yeah,
let's 100%. Put that in.
1,000,000%. Bring back Snapchat. Strong fathers and feminine mothers.
The Gossip Gaze. So what are we putting in? We're putting Facebook. Are we not putting in Facebook check-ins?
Facebook? No, because the gays do it sometimes. The attention-seeking gays have done that. So we.
But it's still icky.
It's still,
oh, yeah. That's a different
but
thing.
But it isn't specifically Hetty. So I think it can't go in for that alone. Mm. It's not Hetty specific.
And then we put in planes in and movie finishes, no?
No, it can't, because we've all done that.
Put the planes in. So put the planes in.
I think you know, it's one of those things where you can't put one in without the other.
Okay, so that's not going in.
Isn't hers number plates?
No, but let's just do so the gender norms. Gender norms. Just whack in some gender norms.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Great, and then what, are we doing a bonus, so whack Snapchat in there as well?
Yeah, we'll just
get Snapchat in
as a whole concept.
Yeah. Perfect,
please,
fine.
Please, please put Snapchat in.
Okay, well, they're in. We're popping them in just
Yay.
Now.
They're locked in. Brilliant. Thank you, everybody. And if you want to get in touch with your thing that make you cringe from the Hetties, then please do, because we love chatting shit.
Yeah.
We love chatting
things
about
that make you go, ugh.
I do every now and again put something up on our Instagram story, so just keep an eye out for that and send them in, because it's an easy way to do it.
For sure.
The only other thing I was going to mention is we will know by now, not we don't actually know, but we will know by now who has won Celebrity Big Brother, won't we?
Mm-hmm. We should do.
do you want to film like RuPaul some generic responses as to who's going to have won? We can.
I'm so glad. Insert name here. One.
I can't believe Kate Middleton was in the house the whole time.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Who? What would be a worst case scenario? And what would be best case scenario for winners for you guys?
Worst case for me. Really sorry, and I know you're on a sister podcast, but Coulson.
That would be worst case scenario.
God.
Best case scenario would be David. I mean, Coulson, you seem lovely. You're a lovely person. You've made
he's a
great
lovely
friendships.
Guy, but he's not been given the edit of a winner.
Not had a favourable edit, we shall say. But David has, and David's been fucking funny.
Whack him in
and
the room on a one
line. Not.
Nikita's not.
I'm sorry.
Nikita seems really nice, and actually, he was the one who convinced me to get my ear pierced because I loved his earring.
So,
really?
Really? Yeah. Nikita, I love you, but you're not a winner.
You want to look like Nikita?
I just want the same ear.
Ear influenced.
Yeah, exactly. I'm ear influenced.
Yeah, I think David would be my winner. I think now that a lot of the, you know, iconic females have left, and for me, Fern hasn't given the performance I really wanted.
No, she's been sweet. She's been a mother, but she's not been winner.
Yeah.
A mother.
Yeah, she's not been a mar.
But I'm glad that she was on the show, though.
Oh, same. It's been lovely to see her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been great.
Banging.
Fabulous.
Is that it, then?
Yeah, I think that's our Monday.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back on Thursday, where Danny should be back in the studio, fingers crossed. I hope you feel better soon, my love. And then if you want to get in touch with us, share anything with this podcast. It can be a dilemma. It can be a funny story. Or it can be anything camp crazy or cuckoo. You can do that by getting in touch via WhatsApp. Send us a voice note. Send us a text note. Just send us a text. Contact us via our Instagram, which is @GossipGaysPod. Or you can fill in out our form, which all of that information is in this episode's description. And if you want to remain anonymous, like most people are, then you can just say, please keep me anon.
There's a lot of anony nowadays, isn't there? A lot of anony.
Do you know what?
We're getting deep and personal.
Yeah, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't anon shame here. We actually encourage it.
Yeah. Don't give us your address. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. So all of that's in this episode's description. And yeah, like I said, we'll be back on Thursday.
Love you lot. See you soon, my love.
Bye.
The Gossip Case.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.